Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third aliyah in Parshas Bechukaisai. That's Perek Chavav Pasuk Yod.
And we continue with all the brachas that we're going to receive if we follow the Torah and we keep the mitzvahs. V'chaltem yashan noishan, and you're going to eat that which is very old. V'yashan mipnei chadash tetziu, and you're going to have to remove the old in order to make place for the new. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yod. V'chaltem yashan noishan, haperesu mishtamrim v'tayvim l'siyashin. The fruits are going to be good, and you're going to be able to age them well. Shehei noshan hanoishan shall shal. That which is very old, it's been aged for 3 years, yafa lechol mishal shtaked, it's actually going to be more tasty than that of last year. The yashem b'nei chadash tetziu, and the old doesn't have to be removed in order to make way for the new stuff. Shiu agranis mleis chadash, the threshing floors are going to be full of the new crop. V'artzaris mleis yashan, and the granaries are going to be full of all the old crop. Utzrichem atem lefanis haytzaris, and you're going to have to empty out the storage houses, l'makam acher, move them to a different place, losses a chadash l'seichan, in order to put the new crop into them. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'nosati mishkanim yisaychichem, and I shall place my mishkan among you. And my soul will not be disgusted by you. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Finosati Mishkani, Zebes Hamikdash. This is talking about the Beis Hamikdash. V'loy Sigal Nafshi, Ein Ruchi Katsa Bachem. My spirit is not going to be disgusted by you. Kol Ge'ila, L'shein Pleitas Davar. Any word of Ge'ila, Ga'al, has to do with expelling something, spitting it out. And let's skip the rest of Rashi and go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis. V'shalachti B'saychem, and I will walk among you. V'hayisi L'chem L'lekim, and I shall be as a God for you. V'atem T'yu Li La'am, and you shall be as a people to me. Ani Hashem L'kechem, I am Hashem your God, Asher Tzesi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of the land of Mitzrayim, Mihiyos Lahem Avadim, from being slaves, Vo'eshbar Moitais Ulchem, and I broke the pegs of your yoke, Vo'eilech Eschem Kamimios, and I led you out with upright bearing. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, Halachti B'Sechichem, Atayeli Machem Gan Eden, I'm going to walk along with you in Gan Eden, Ka'achan Mikem, just like one of you, V'loitiyu Mizdazim Mimeni, and you're not going to tremble from me. Yachol, you might think, Loitiru Mimeni, that you're not going to be afraid of me, that you're not going to have the proper Yira, Tamalarmi, that's why the Pasuk says, V'yisi Lachem Lalakim, I still am going to be a God for you. The next pasuk in Rashi tells us, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem kedayani shetaminu bi." I am fitting that you should believe in me. Shani yachol lasus kol elam. I'm able to do all of this. Shahari atzis yetzchem eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of the land of Mitzrayim. Ve'asis olchem nisim gedalim, and I did many wonders for you. Jump over this next Rashi. Kamim mios bekayim zekufa, with erect bearing. And now we go to pasuk Yud Dalet. We start a very challenging part of the Torah, which is called the Techacha, the admonition. All the terrible things are going to be visited upon us if we do not keep to the Torah. The pasuk tells us, "V'mlois ishmuli, if you do not listen to me, v'lois asu is kol mitzvos ha'ele, and you do not do all these mitzvahs." And if you consider my decrees disgusting, and if your soul spits out my mishpatim, so as not to do any of my mitzvahs, in order to annul and do away with my covenant. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here, try to understand what this means before we start with the actual techacha itself. This is in order to toil in Torah. To know what the chachamim say, you might think that this is talking about keeping mitzvahs, when it says, the pasuk continues, Harei keim mitzvahs amar. The pasuk is obviously talking about keeping mitzvahs. In the next part of the pasuk, Hamani mekayim. So then what exactly is the pasuk talking about when it says v'mlois ishmuli liyas amelim b'tayra, in order to toil in Torah? Matam lemer li. Why does it say to me? Asks Rashi. Ein li ela zeh hamakiras ribaynai. This is talking about someone who recognizes and is aware of his master, who mischavin limer by, and he intends to rebel against him. Chaim b'nimrod. The same thing says about Nimrod. Gibor tzayid lifnei Hashem shemakirai. He knew Hashem umischavin limer by, and he intended to rebel against Hashem. Same thing with Sodom. Raim v'chataim l'Hashem ma'od. Ma'kir mitzri b'ayinim. They knew who Hashem was, and they still had intent. They specifically wanted to rebel against Hashem. The next Rashi says, v'loy sasu, you're not going to do. Mishaloy telmadu, since you didn't study, you didn't toil in Torah, loy sasu, so you're not going to do the mitzvahs. Harish de averis. Here's two averis over here. And the next pasuk in Rashi says, v'mechukasetim asu, ma'yis b'acher ma'aisim. This is talking about hating others that actually do the mitzvahs. Mishpatai tigal nafshachem, soinei chachamim, he hates the chachamim. Levilti asay, says Rashi, moinei asacher me'asayis, he actually prevents other people from doing mitzvahs. As kol mitzvahisai, koifer shaloi tzivisim. First of all, he's koifer and he says that I didn't command them, Hashem didn't give us the mitzvahs. L'kach nemar, that's why he says, as kol mitzvahisai, all of my mitzvahs. V'loi nemar, doesn't say, as kol ha mitzvahis, all of the mitzvahs. And l'havrachem is brisi, koifer be'ikr. Now he's koifer be'ikr, he denies Hashem himself. Hare sheva verse over here, we're talking about seven averas. Harishana Gares Hashnia, the first one brings on the second. Mechain Arashvias, all the way until the seventh one. Veiluhin, and these are the averas. Loy Lamad, he didn't learn. Vloy Asa, and he didn't do the mitzvahs. Mayas Bachem Ma'asim, he hated the ones that were doing mitzvahs. Sainas Chachamim, he hates the Chachamim. Mayneas Achim, he prevents other people from doing mitzvahs. Kaifer B'mitzvahs, and then Kaifer B'ikr, he's actually Kaifer and Hashem himself. Let's now go back to Chumash Pasuk Tezayin, and we're going to start with the Techacha, and this is actually five parts. The pasuk says, "Afani es hazos lachem, I will do the same thing to you. Vifkati alechem behala, and I shall visit upon you panic. Es Vesa shechefes, wasting away, vesa kadachas, and burning fever, mechalis einayim umedivais nafesh, causing a person to pine, to desire an end, and a soul to feel anguish. Uzratim lirik zarachem, and you're going to plant your seeds in vain, vachlu aveichem, and your enemies are going to eat them. Let's try to understand what's going on over here. Pasuk tazayin Rashi, vifkati aleichem, vitzivise aleichem, I will command, or I will visit upon you. Shechefes, chayli shemeshachefes abasar, this is a sickness that wears away and wastes away the flesh. Daim lenafuach, it's like someone who's swollen, shuhu kalan fichasai, that his swelling has eased, umaris panav zuufa, and his face looks like it's sunken in because of his flesh that was wasted away and it's sagging. Kadachas, fever, chayish magdiachas agof, this is sickness that flames the entire body, umachama and heats and mavira and burns it, kemoi ki eish kotcha ba'api. Mechalis einayim divas nafesh, what does this mean, mechalis einayim? Ha'einayim tsoifais, vechalis liras shiikal ve'irafe, the eyes are going to look forward and they're going to desire to see, please, to be relieved and to be cured. Vesaif shalai rafe, but they're not going to be cured in the end. Viyadavu hanefashes shel mishpachtoi, and the souls of the family are going to feel this pain and anguish b'moisai by his death. Kol tava she'en oba v'seichelis mumushacha, any desire that doesn't come, and it's been this extended desire, a person's waiting for something to come, and it never comes, k'ruya chilyon einayim, that's called kilyon einayim. And uzratim lirik said the pasuk, they're going to plant your seed in vain. Tizru, you're going to plant v'loy titzmach, it's not going to grow. Vim titzmach, and if it does grow, v'achaloy v'echem, your enemies are going to eat it. And back to Chomish Pasuk Yod Zayin, v'nasati panah b'chem, and I shall turn my face against you. V'nigaftim l'fnei v'echem, and you are going to be struck down in front of your enemies. V'radu b'chem soneichem, and those that hate you will subjugate you. V'nastem v'in redif eschem, and you will flee, but there will be no one chasing after you. Rashi Pasuk Yod Zayin says, v'nasati panah, pinay shali, my attention, my spare time, so to speak, panah ani, I shall turn away mikol asakai from all my different dealings, lahar alchem, in order to harm you. V'radu b'chem soneichem, kemashmai, yishlitu b'chem, they're going to rule over you. And we're going to skip the rest of Rashi's, which are our Agadah and Taharas Kehanim. We're going to go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, and this is stage two of the Teichacha. V'mad Eila loisesh muli, and if during these you are not going to listen to me, v'yosafti liyasar eschem, and I will increase tormenting you, paining you, sheva al chateisechem, seven for all of your sins. Rashi over here says, Pasuk Yud Ches, v'mad Eila, v'im ba'oid Eila aleichem, and if while these are still upon you, loisesh muli, you're not going to listen to me, then v'yosafti, I'm going to increase oid yisurim acherim, other yisurim. Sheva chateisechem, says Rashi, seven for all of your sins. Sheva puranias al sheva veres, seven punishments for the seven sins at Murs Lamala that we stated at the beginning of the Teichacha. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes, stage two. Veshavartias ga'in uzchem, I'm going to break the pride of your strength. Venasatias shemechem kabarzel, and it will make your shemayim, your heavens, like iron. Vesartzchem kanechusha, and your land like copper. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yotes. Veshavartias ga'in uzchem, zebes hamikdash, this is referring to the Beis Hamikdash. V'chenu Omer says in the pasuk, hineni mechal es mikdashi ga'in uzchem. Venasatias shemechem kabarzel, vesartzchem kanechusha. Rashi tells us, zukasha mishal Moshe, this is actually harsher than that which Moshe Rabbeinu told us in Devarim. Sheshamu Omer, because over there it says, v'hayu shemecha asher al reshcha nechoshes, that the heavens above you are going to be like copper. Shio shemayim mezim, at least that means that the shemayim are going to sweat. Some sort of moisture is going to come out of them. Kedar shen nechoshes mezia, just like copper sweats. V'haaretz ena mezia, and the land is not going to sweat. Kedar she'ena barzel mezia, just like iron doesn't sweat. V'mishamerish perisheh, and therefore, at least the land is going to preserve its fruit. Aval kan, but over here, hashemayim lo yimazim, the heaven is not going to sweat. Kedar she'ena barzel mezia, just like iron doesn't sweat. And therefore, no moisture is going to come out of the Shemayim. V'yicharev ba'ilim, there's going to be a terrible drought in the world. V'aretz tehe mezia, but the land will sweat. Kedach she'nechoshes mezia, just like copper sweats. V'him abedes perseh, it's going to totally destroy whatever fruit is there. We know that when you have apples and some fruit in the drawer in your fridge, and there's some moisture and condensation over there, it can rot terribly, and it becomes moldy, and that's what's going to happen to all the fruit of the land. This is in this Teichacha. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, v'sam l'rei koichachem, and your strength is going to be spent for nothing. V'lo yisitein artzchem yivula, and the land is not going to give its produce. Ve'etz ha'aretz lo yitein piryei, and the tree of the land is not going to give its fruit. Rashi Pasuk Chaf tells us, v'sam l'rei koichachem, harei adam shaloi amal. If you have a person that didn't do any work, shaloi charash, he didn't plow, lo yizare, he didn't plant, shaloi nichesh, he didn't weed his field, shaloi kasach, he didn't clear it, shaloi adar, he didn't hoe it, u'b'shas ha'katzron, at the time of the harvest, bashidafon, let's say a shidafon came, umalka isayin strikes him, in v'kachlum. That's not a problem, it's not a punishment, because he didn't do any work in the field. Aval adam sha'amal, a person who toiled hard in his field, v'charash, v'zara, v'nikesh, v'kasach, v'adar, he did everything necessary to have a successful, bountiful crop. Ubashi dafin, and then shidafin comes, umalka isayin strikes him, harishino shalzeh kehais, his teeth are knocked out because of that, meaning he suffers greatly, just like we tell the Rashi in the Haggadah, hakes shinov, knock out his teeth. This person suffers really greatly because of this. V'loisitein artzchem yavula, says Rashi, af masha tamayvula, even that which you had planted in it, you had put in it, b'shas hazara, at the time of planting, even that is not going to grow for you. The Eitz Ha'aretz, Afilu Min Ha'aretz, Yia Lakoi, Shaloi Yachnit Peiroisav, its fruits are not going to ripen Bishas Chanata at the proper time of ripening. Skip this Rashi, go to the next Rashi, Lo Yitain Peiroi, it's not going to give its fruit. Kishu Mafre, and when it does produce fruit, Mashir Peiroisav, its fruit is just going to drop to the ground. Harish Te Klalais, over here we have two curses, Vieshkan Sheva Peronius, and we have seven punishments over here. And the seven punishments are as follows, Vishavarti is Ga'in Uzchem, and that the heavens is going to be like iron, the land is going to be like copper, you're going to spend your strength in vain, the land is not going to give its produce, the tree of the land is not going to give any fruit, and even if it does give fruit, it's going to fall to the floor and get ruined. And now back to Pasuk Chaf Aleph for the third stage of the Teichacha, Vim Telcha Imi Keri, and if you're going to go with me with casualness, with a coldness, V'loy Saiv V'lishmaeli, and you're not going to want to listen to me, V'yasafti Alecha Maka, I shall add on striking you Shevakach Taisechem, seven like your sins. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vim Telcha Imi Keri, Rabbi Seinu Amr Chachamim say, Arai, Keri means with like a casualness, B'mikra, by chance, She'ene El Leprakim, it's only from time to time, Kein Telcha Arai B'mitzvahs, you're going to be like that with all the mitzvahs. And skip the rest of Rashi, go to the next Rashi, Sheva Khatay Sechem, Sheva Pranis Acheres, Bemisbar Sheva, Khatay Sechem. Seven other punishments, seven in number, just like your sins, like we stated previously, seven sins that lead to all these punishments. And back to Chomish Pasuch of Bez, Vishlachti Bochem Es Chayas Asadeh, and I shall send the wildlife of the field against you, Vishikla Eschem, and they will make you bereave, they will make you mourn, Vihichrisa Es Behemtechem, and they're going to completely wipe out your cattle, Vihimita Eschem, and diminish you, Vinashamu Darkechem, and your roads are going to be completely empty. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis says, "V'hishlachti, I'm going to send them against you." Lashon Geiroi. This is really a lashon of inciting. Hashem is going to incite the animals against us. V'shikla eschem, and they're going to make you bereave. Enli alachay mishakelos. I only know that a chaya, a wild animal in the field, that's mishakelos. That causes a person to mourn. Shadarka b'kach, because that's its nature to do so. But behema, a domesticated animal, she'endarka b'kach, it's not normal that a domesticated animal shall cause a person to bereave. Minayin, how do we know that even the domesticated animals are going to cause harm? Tom Lemert says in the pasuk, "V'shen behema sashalach bam." Harishtaim over here, we have two punishments. Uminayin, how do we know shetahem and misa bin shichasa? It's going to kill just with its bite. Talmud Lemer, that's why the pasuk says im chamas zoichale afar ma elu neishchem. Just like these bite umimisim and they kill. This is talking about snakes. Af elu, so too these animals neishchem umimisim, they're going to bite and it's going to kill with its bite. And kvar ha yushan in Eretz Yisrael, there were already years in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, the chamar neishchem umimis, that a donkey bites and kills, and ari neishchem umimis, and a wild donkey bites and kills. So we see that a regular donkey and a wild donkey are going to be the same exact thing. And v'shikla eschem, Rashi says, Eloh ketanim, this is talking about the ketanim, they're going to die. V'chris es behemtechem, they're going to totally wipe out your cattle, mibachutz, the cattle is on the outside of the house. And then v'mi'it eschem, they're going to diminish you, that's mibifnim, even though you're on the inside, you're going to be diminished. Not completely wiped out, but nonetheless, there will be lower in numbers. V'noshamu darkechem, and your roads are going to become completely empty. Shvilim gedalim, u'shvilim ketanim, this is large, major thoroughfares, and even small pathways. Hari sheva peronius, over here we have seven punishments once again. Shen behema, v'shen chaya, chama zaychle offer, which Rashi had mentioned, v'shikla, v'chrisa, and v'mita, v'noshamu. These are seven punishments. And now we go back to Chumash, Pasuk of Gimel, for the fourth stage of the Teichacha. And the Pasuk says, v'imbeila lois vasruli, and if despite these you're not going to be chastised towards me, v'alachtim imi keri, and you still behave towards me with this casualness, v'alachti afani imachem bekeri, and I too will behave towards you with casualness, v'kesi eschem kamani, and I too will strike you, sheval chataseichem, seven for all your sins, v'vesi aleichem, and I'll bring upon you, cherev nekemes nekambres, an avenging sword, avenging the covenant, v'nasaftem el areichem, and you'll be gathered into your cities, v'shilachtem dever b'seichem, and I shall send plague among you, v'nitatem b'yad oev, and you'll be given over into the hands of your enemies, v'shivri lachem atei lechem, when I break for you the staff of bread, v'afu eser nashim lachem chemetan or echad, 10 women will bake your bread in one oven, v'shivu lachem chem b'mishkal, and they're going to bring it back by weight, v'achaltem v'loitzis bo, but you're going to eat and not be satisfied. And let's take a look at Rashi over here, Apostle Chafei, skip the first Rashi, the second Rashi says, v'nasaftem, you're going to be gathered into your cities, minachutz, from the outside, el taicha arim, into the city, mebnei hamatzer, because of the siege of the enemies, v'shilachti dever b'saychechem, v'yedeh dever, because of this plague, v'nitatem b'yad ha'yivim, then you're going to be given over into the hands of the enemies, hatzar malechem, which are besieging you, v'fisha in melinim es hames b'yushalayim, because we don't allow a dead person to stay overnight in Yerushalayim, they have to be buried out of Yerushalayim, v'shem etzin es hames, when they take the mace out of Yerushalayim, l'kavri to bury him, v'nitatem b'yad ha'yiv, so you're going to be given over into the hands of the enemy. The next pasuk said, matel lechem, the staff of bread. What does that mean? L'shain mishan, this is a source of support. K'may matel oiz, a staff of strength. Meaning, bread is a source of support. B'shivri lechem, matel lechem. What does that mean? That when I break for you the staff of bread, eshbar lechem kol misad oichel, I'm going to break for you any sort of sustainment or nourishment of food. V'him chitzei rav, this is the arrows of hunger, meaning food is not going to sustain a person. 10 women are going to have to bake your bread in the same oven because they're not going to have any wood. The grain is going to rot, and the bread is going to be crumbly, breaks apart in the oven. These 10 women are going to sit and weigh the pieces to divide them among themselves. You're going to eat and not be satiated. This is a curse, even inside a person's stomach, a person's going to eat, and even that which he ate is not going to satisfy him. And once again, Rashi tells us, Harisheva Purani. So over here we have 7 punishments: Cherev, Matzar, Dever, Shever Matei Lechem, Chaser Eitzim, Pasni Poiles, Me'era B'Me'ayim, and V'nitatem, the curse that you're going to be delivered in the hand of your enemy, Einam in Aminyan, that's not counted, because he HaCherev, that is the same thing as the sword destroying you. And back to Chumash Pasuch of Zion for the 5th and final part of the Techacha. Vim B'Zois Lois Shmuli, and if despite this, through all this, you're not going to listen to me, V'alachti Mimi B'Keri, and you still act towards me in this casual manner, V'alachti Imachem B'Chamas Keri, and I shall behave towards you with a fury, a fire of casualness, V'Yisarti Eschem Af Ani, and I will chastise you, even myself, Shevachat 7 ways, 7 punishments for your sins. V'achaltem b'sar b'neichem, and you're going to eat the flesh of your sons, u'b'sar b'neisechem techelu, and the flesh of your daughters you're going to eat. Mishmatis b'meisechem, I'm going to destroy your high places, v'chratis chamoneichem, and I will completely decimate and destroy your images that you made for the sun. V'nosatis pigrechem, and I'm going to put your carcasses, al pigre gilulechem, on the carcasses of your idols, v'gal anafshi eschem, and my spirit is going to completely reject you. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk lamed b'meisechem, your high places, migdalim, this is towers, Biranias and castles, Chamonechem, Min Avodzara, this is a type of Avodzara, Shamidim Al-Gagas, that's put on the roof, Valshem Shamidim Chama, since they stand in the sun, Krim Chamanim, they're called Chamanim, sun images. Nosates Begrechem, I'm going to put your carcasses, Tefuche Rav Hayu, these people were swollen by hunger, Umatin Yerasim, they take out their Yira, meaning their deity, their god, Mechekom, from their chest, Umanashkim Asim, and kiss them, Uchresin of Kasim, their belly would burst out of hunger, Vinoifa, and then they would fall upon it. Vigal Nafshi Eschem, Zestiluk Shechina, this is the departure and the removal of the Shechina. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Minosati Esarechem Charba, and I will completely destroy your cities. Vashimaisis Mikdashechem, and I'm going to make your Mikdashim completely desolate. Veloy Ariach Berech Nichachachem, and I will not smell your Reach Nichayach, your pleasing aroma. Let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Minosati Esarechem Charba, Yachom Adam, you might think this is going to be barren, it's going to be completely empty of man. Kshu Aimer, when it says in the Pasuk, Vashimaisi Anias Haaretz, Hari Adam Amor, that's talking about a person. Hamani Mekayim Charba, that's going to be ruined. Me Oiver Vashav, that means people aren't even going to pass through your land. Vashimaisis Mikdashechem, Yochum and a carbonus, you might think this means that we're not going to be able to bring carbonus. Kshuim, when it says in the pasuk, Veloy Ariach, Hare carbonus Amurim, that's talking about carbonus. Hamani Mekams, what's the pasuk talking about when it says, Vashimaisis Mikdashechem, Mena Gud Gideos, Shayars, Shal Yisrael, Shayim Skaches, Vinoides, Lav Hashem, from all the different throngs and the many caravans of Yidden that are ready to come to the base of Mikdash, they are also going to be desolate and they're not going to come. Hare Sheva Puranis, over here we have 7 punishments. Achilus Mesar Banu Banis, eating of the flesh of sons and daughters, Vashmadis Bamais, destruction of the high places, Hare Shtaim, that's 2. Krisis Chamanim, cutting down the sun images, and Kan Puranis, that's not considered a punishment. Eli de Hashmadis Habirais, since the castle and the tower is going to be destroyed, Yiplu Chamanim, Shebrashi Agagais, so then these images that are on the roof are going to fall. Vikoresu and be cut down, Rusatis Begrechem Begaimer. However, I'm going to put your carcasses and what it says afterwards, Hare Shalish, that's 3. Siluk Shechina, the removing of the Shechina, Arba, that's 4. Churban Aram, destruction of the cities, Shimon Mikdash Min Hagud Gedias, Valerich Karbanis, Hare Sheva, that is a total of 7. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vashimaisi Anias Haaretz, and I'm going to make the land desolate. Vishamu Aleh Oivechem Ayeshem Ba, and your enemies that dwell upon it, they will also be desolate. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vashimaisi Anias Haaretz, Zumita Tevel Yisrael, this is actually a good Mida, this is something good for Klal Yisrael. Shalo Yimtzu Oivim Nachas Ruach Ba'artzam Shetia Shemeim Yeshveh, that the enemies that are dwelling in the land aren't going to find Nachas Ruach, it's not going to be pleasant for them, because it's going to be completely desolate. But back to the Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vashem Ezar Ba'Gaim, and you, I will separate you and spread you among the Gaim, and it will empty the sword after you. And your land is going to be completely devoid and desolate, and your cities will be put to ruin. Rashi Pasuk Lamed Gimel tells us, this is very harsh, because when you have the inhabitants of one country, they're exiled to a different place, at least they see each other, and they can be consoled by one another. But Klal Yisrael is going to be spread out as if by a winnowing basket, like a person who's winnowing barley with a sifter, and not one of them is going to be stuck to another. kaisi, I'm going to empty out. Kshishalef hacherv, when a person draws the sword, misreken hanadon, so the sheath is completely emptied. Umedrashai, and medrash is cherv hanishmetes achrechem, the sword which is going to be released after you to chase after you, einachazer's maher, it's not going to come back so quickly. Ka'adam shemer kesamayim, like a person who spills out water, vein soifen lachzer, the water's not going to come back to him. Vahaisa artzachem shemama, and your land is going to be desolate. Shalay tamar ulash of lusaycha, you're not going to come back to it quickly. Mitach chachem, because of that, arechem yucharva, your cities are going to be put to ruin. Nearest lachem charevis, they're going to seem ruined to you. Shevashasha adam gaila, when a person goes into exile, mibesa from his house, mikamri from his vineyard, miiri from his city, v'soif v'lachzer, he's going to end up coming back. Kiu ein kamri besa charevim, it's as if it's not ruined. Kachshani b'taras kahanim. However, when you know you're not going to come back, then it's like it's completely ruined. Back to chamish lamed dalid. Az tirtza haaretz shabseisel, then the land is going to be appeased because of its shmita years. Kol yemei hashama, all of its years of desolation, v'atem eretz avechem, while you're in the land of your enemies, az tishbas haaretz v'hirtza es shabseisel, then the land is going to rest, and it's going to make its shmita years appeasing. Kol yemei hashama tishbas, all of its days of being desolate, it's going to rest. That which it did not rest during the Shemitah years that you dwelled upon it. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Dalid, Oz Tirta, Tefias is Kas Hamakim. It's going to appease the anger of Hashem, Shakas al Shemitah Yisrael, who was angered over us not keeping Shemitah properly. Vihirtsas, it's going to be appeased. Lamelch to the king, Es Shabsay Seho, it's Shemitah years. Skip the first Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Hey. The next Rashi says, Esasher Loishav said that it did not rest. Shivim Shanish al Galus Bavil, the 70 years of Galus Bavil, Heinha, you can get Shivim Shnais Shemitah. They correspond to the 70 years of Shemitah and Yovel, Shehayu Bashanim, Shechisu Yisrael Ba'artzom, Lefnei Hamakim, Arba Meis Ushleshim Shana, which took place during the years that Klal Yisrael angered Hashem in their land for 430 years. And the continuation of Rashi just goes through the entire Cheshbon, how we reach 70 years corresponding to 70 times that we had Shemitah and Yovel throughout 430 years. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vanisharim Bachem, and the survivors, the ones that are left among you, Vehevesi Marech Bavavam, I'm going to bring fear into their hearts, Ba'artzom Sevem, the land of their enemies, the radaf isam kol alanidaf, and the sound of a rustling leaf is going to chase them. Vinasim minusas cherv, and they're going to run away as if being chased by a sword. Vinaflu vein radif, and they're going to fall, but no one's going to be chasing them. Vekashlu ish beachiv, and one person will stumble over his brother. Kimipnei cherv is as if they're running away from a sword. Vradif ayin, but no one's chasing them. Veloisi alechem tekum lefnei avechem, and you will not have the power to withstand your enemies. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Vav, tells us vevesi marech pacha. This is talking about a fright, veroich levav, and softness of the heart. Jump to the next Rashi. Vinasim minusas cherv. They're going to run away as if being chased by a sword. Ki'ilu ra'itvim hargamaisam, as if someone is chasing them to kill them. Ala nidaf, a rustling leaf. Sheruch dechvay umakeyu ala acher, the wind pushes it, knocks it against another leaf. Umakashkesh, and it rattles umaitzikol, and it produces a sound, and that is what's going to frighten everyone. Jump now to the first Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Zayin. V'kashlu ish be'achiv, each man is going to stumble over his brother. Ksheirutzu lanos, when they're running away to escape. Yikashlu zebezeh, they're going to stumble over each other. Ki balu larts, because they're going to be so confused, they're just going to try to run away as quick as possible. Kibivnei cherv, as if from a sword. Ki'ilu barchem, as if they're running away milfnei hargim, from someone trying to kill them. She'ebel vavam pachad, they're going to be so frightful in their heart. V'chal shah svurim sh'adam ra'itvam, and they constantly are thinking that someone's chasing them. Umedrashe, and Medrash explains this. V'kashlu ish be'achav, one man will stumble over his brother. Zen nechshel, that means one person stumbles, but avayin shalzeh, through the sin of another one. Shekal Yisrael arivim zelzeh, because everyone's connected to each other, and when one sins, someone else learns from him and stumbles too. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Ches, Vavatem Bagayim, you're going to be lost among the nations, Va'achla Eschem Eretz Evechem, and the land of your enemies is going to consume you. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Ches, tells us, Vavatem Bagayim, Kshetiu Pezurim, when you're scattered among the nations, Tiu Avudim Zemizeh, you're going to be lost one from another. Va'achla Eschem, it's going to consume you, Elu Hamesim Bagayla, this is talking about someone who dies out in Galus. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Ches, we continue, Vanish Armachem, and those who are left over as the survivors, Yimaku Ba'vainam Ba'arzes Evem, they will completely melt away because of their sins in the land of their enemies. And they're also going to disintegrate because of the sin of their forefathers that are with them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamates. When the sins of their fathers are with them, when they still continue doing the bad deeds that their father did, that's what's going to happen. Yimaku, disintegrate, lashana masa, this means dissolving. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem, v'hisvadu es avoinam v'savoinam v'isam, and they're going to confess their sin and the sin of their forefathers, b'malam asher malubi, for the treachery which with they betrayed. betrayed me, va'af asher halchu imi bekeri, and also because they behaved towards me with this casualness. Afani elechimam bekeri. I also will behave towards them with this casualness. Ve'vesi oisam be'eretz evam, and I'm going to bring them to the land of their enemies. Oy azikana levavim ma'arel. Perhaps then their unfeeling hearts will be completely humbled, va'az yirtzu savonim, and then they're going to gain appeasement for their sin. Rashi pasuk memalav tells us, ve'vesi oisam ani ba'atmi evam. I myself will bring them. Zumi de taiva. This is actually a good thing, Yisrael, for Klai Yisrael. Shloyu aymer, so that they don't say, Hail the Galinu, since we've been sent to exile, Ben Umais among the nations, Nasa Kama saying, we're just going to do like them. Ani eini manichim, I'm not going to let them do that, says Hashem. Al mamen anias neviyayu machzirun, I'm going to have my neviyim go there and bring them back, Lasachas Knafai under my wings, Shanemar says in the Pasik, Veha oila al ruchachem, Hail Isia vagaimer, Chai ani vagaimer, Imlebiyat chazaka vagaimer. Skip the next Rashi, Vazir to Asavainam, Yichapro Avainam, they're going to atone for their sin, be Yusurahim through all their sufferings. Back to Chomish Pasik Membez, Vazacharti is Brisi Yaakov, and I'm going to remember my covenant with Yaakov. Va'afes brisi Yitzchak, and my bris with Yitzchak. Va'afes brisi Avram Eskar, and also my bris with Avram I'm going to remember. V'ha'aretz Eskar, and I'm also going to remember the land. Pasuk Membeis and Rashi tells us, "Zecharti es brisi Yaakov b'chamisha makamis nechtav mali." There's five different places the name Yaakov is written full with a vav in between the kuf and the vez. V'Elio chaser b'chamisha makamis, and the name Elio, referring to Elio Anavi, is missing a vav in five places. Yaakov natal ois mishmish Elio. Yaakov Vinu took a letter from the name of Elio, a ravine, as a security, as a collateral. Shiyavai that he's going to come via Vaser Gula's Banov and announce the redemption of his children. Zachartias Bris Yaakov Rashi says, Lomanimnu Acheranis, why are they listed backwards? Why is it listed Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avram and not the other way around? Klaimer to say, Kedaihu Yaakov Akatan Lakach, even Yaakov, he's fitting for this. Vim Ene Kedai, if you're going to say he's not sufficient, Hare Yitzchak Ima, Yitzchak's with him. Vim Ene Kedai, if it's not sufficient, Hare Avram Ima, Avram's with him. Shu Kedai, that he's sufficient, he can redeem Klai Yisrael. Vlomalai Nemru Zachir by Yitzchak, why doesn't it say the word Zachir by Yitzchak? It only says it by Yaakov and by Avram. Elos is Rashi, Afreshel Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak near Lefane, they appear before me, Tzavur, gathered, Munach on Mizbeach, and on the Mizbeach. But back to Chomesh Pasuk Mem Gimel, V'ha'aretz te'azev mehem, v'sirtz shapsoi seha, behashama mehem, and the land will be completely empty of them, and will be appeased for its Shemitah years, after having become desolate of them. V'hem yirtzu savonim, and they need to gain atonement for their sin. Ya'an ubayan. Now the word ya'an really means because, but over here it means as retribution or in compensation because of. B'mishpatei ma'asu, they rejected my mishpatim, v'eschu kais ha'gal o'nafsham, and because their nefesh spit out my decrees. Now the pasuk tells us something encouraging, even after all this teichacha, va'af gamzais b'yosem eretz evam, and even through all of this, while they're in the land of their enemies, loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim l'chaloysam, I will not have been disgusted or have rejected them to completely obliterate them, l'hafer b'risi itam, and to do away with my bris with them, ki ani Hashem l'keihem, because I am Hashem their God, v'zocharti l'hem bris rishayim, and I will remember the bris of the first ones, asher etzesi yosem eretz mitzrayim, that I took them out of the land of Mitzrayim, la'ene agayim, in front of the nations, liyos l'hem l'lekim, to be for them as a God, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem Dalad va'af kam zayis. Even through this, va'af afilu ani oisei mahim zayis apronis. Even though I punish them with all these things, asher amarti that I've said, b'yosam be'eretz evam, when they're in the land of their enemies, lo yemasem l'chaloisam, I will not abhor them. I'm not going to be disgusted to the point of completely wiping them out. Lo hafir brisi itam, and doing away with my covenant with them. And next pasuk in Rashi tells us bris rishayim, the bris with the first ones. Who's that referring to? Shal shvatim with the shvatim. And back to Chumash pasuk Mem Vav Ela chukim v'mishpatim v'hatayrais. These are the decrees, the mishpatim and the Torah. Asher Nasan Hashem that Hashem gave Beinu Ben Bnei Yisrael between him and Klai Yisrael Bahar Sinai Biyad Moshe and Har Sinai through Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Vav says, V'hatoyreis and the toyreis, plural. Achas shebechsav, achas baal peh. One's talking about Torah shebechsav, one's talking about Torah shebaal peh. Magas teaches us, shekul mnitnu l'moshe b'sinai, that everything was given to Moshe at Har Sinai. That's Torah shebechsav and Torah shebaal peh. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.